This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig back at Master Control, and myself, Reginald Atitula. We are live at Texas Star Grill Shop at 59 of Shepherd, and people are rolling in. People are enjoying the kebabs that are out there provided by Nico. Nico's doing a good job. Not John, though.
They're going to have to tell me about it.
Not John.
I was talking to people, started just chatting with everybody. I was showing somebody a grill. I don't know why I'm doing this, but
wait, you were selling?
I guess. I was like, no, not that one, this one. I was like, okay.
So you wanted to go eat, and you didn't eat.
I ended up selling a grill.
But you sold a grill.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fig, does that make sense to you?
Nah, I don't.
Okay. No, I wanted to make sure I wasn't by myself here.
It doesn't to me either.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm glad. Someone asked on the YouTube, or was it the YouTube or the text line? Sorry. Text line, 832. Listen on the app a little behind. Odyssey app is available for you. Do any Texans wear the Guardian cap? And I don't think that I've seen any.
Seen it in training camp.
Training preseason.
Did Titus wear it, Figgy? Somebody on the offensive line wore during preseason.
But, yeah, we haven't seen anybody.
I remember him wearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate that, Fig. I don't think anybody is wearing the Guardian cap in games. But I do wonder if that, like, over time you'll just see more of that filter in as maybe some of the stigma wears away. And you wonder if also there's – I don't know how you prove a negative, though. Like, if some of the guys that do wear the Guardian cap end up kind of you know, talking it up and preaching the good gospel of the Guardian cap to some other folks. I do wonder if that ultimately. Or,
I think also aesthetically, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
No,
they put like this little cover on it. Looks like the helmet.
Right.
It's actually not bad at all.
Yeah, they try and make it as minimally invasive as possible. And so, yeah, I think also I wouldn't put it past the NFL to eventually get to a place where they mandate it in some ways, whether it's in the trenches or something, to try and limit some of these injuries, and particularly to the brain that can pop up.
Yeah.
Let's get into this conversation. Lopez, you seem to believe that there's an argument to be made that we are in a real critical time for C.J. Stroud and his development.
Often, you know, when these thoughts come to mind, I'm also kind of aware. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but we do have to be honest about certain things. I think the argument can be made that this is sort of a crucial point in C.J. Stroud's continued development. Not development, because we know he's a great quarterback.
Sure.
But his continued development and sort of the arc of where his career is going. And I'm interested in what you and Figgy think, and, of course, our listeners, you know, on YouTube and Twitch and on the text board at 713-572-4610. So I'm going to preface it by saying I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but I think it's something. It's not nothing. And that's this. He is clearly frustrated.
Yes, we saw visible
Does anybody
signs
doubt
of frustration.
That?
No, I don't think you can. You saw him literally throw his helmet to the ground, and maybe you could say some of that was like frustration with himself.
Yeah.
However, it came after one of those very, very quick sacks where I almost wonder what could he have done other than have better protection in front of him. So I think it would be fair to say that there's a level of frustration, even if you don't direct it somewhere, even though I do think that that direction is probably with the entirety of the offense and specifically the line.
Yeah, so number one, he's clearly frustrated. He's showed as much as you talked about. I think he's said as much. Like, he's talked about, like, we've got to communicate better and some of the things that, you know, in, at the end of the half there that, you know, were they getting the communication right or right? So that's one thing. The other thing that I think is most crucial here is if we're being completely honest, and maybe this is what kind of triggered D'Amico Ryans to say it's all on the table. Like, he's playing a little bit out of character. At least he did against the Packers.
Yeah.
You know, he took some very big hits, which quarterbacks are going to do.
Hopefully not too much.
But he also missed some throws, as you brought up yesterday.
Two or three that come to mind that were just errant in a way that just that felt odd for C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud, one of the things that you kind of laud him for, that you give him praise for, is his accuracy.
Yes.
He can be very accurate and his cool, absolutely. And there were some instances where even like not under duress, even though he was under duress a good amount, in fact, the most of his career, most pressure that he saw in his pretty young career in that game against the Packers. But even there was instances where he had an opportunity to set his feet and really, you know, step into the throw where he dirts it, or he misses in a way that just feels so errant.
Yes.
So far away from his typical character. So yeah, no, that was an odd thing to see.
All right, so let me go through some of these some other ones here, and you can react. But also, when we're done, I'm going through all this stuff that we're seeing from C.J. Stroud. I want you to tell me what that describes. So he's frustrated. He's out of character. He's taken some big hits. He's missed some throws. He's rushed some throws, I think, is what we can also include there. He's bailed out of the pocket maybe a little quicker or a little more than he has in the past.
Yeah.
What does that describe?
Shell shock.
That describes a quarterback that something is affecting his I guess, approach, his mindset. Maybe that's a better word. That would be a worry. That would be a worry for me. Of all the things that could potentially, I'm not going to say derail, but all the things could affect what C.J. Stroud is. If you got a quarterback that's bailing out, that's rushing throws, that's missing throws, that's getting hit a lot, that's frustrated, that to me tells me this is kind of a crucial time to get it right in front of him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I mean, if you want to, this might be a little bit more alarmist. Talking to some of the folks that are out here, and one of the things that was brought up is the idea of you don't want to betray the trust that C.J. Stroud has in this organization. If there's one thing about C.J., good dude, he works hard, he studies tough, but he believes in his team. Mm-hmm. Like, that is evident. He believes in not just the players on the team, he believes in the coaching staff, he believes in the organization. That shows through. You don't want to violate that trust to where he looks up and he goes, I don't know if they can protect me.
Yeah.
And of course, again, That's a little bit more alarmist because I don't think that we're
in that
place.
No, but I think that's what we're talking about here.
I think he loves being here with the Texans.
No, I had nothing to do with that.
And all of those things, right? But and like on a grander scale, you need to validate that trust. And that's just any time that you have a franchise quarterback in particular, but any quarterback, part of your job as an organization is to make sure that he knows that he has an environment where he can do his best work. And as of right now, he does not. You cannot say that, at least when it comes to playing against the Packers, against a team that had the capability of really getting at you and picking at your weaknesses.
Yeah.
There's been other instances outside of this, right? It's not just a one-game circumstance where he's had to do a lot more over and above in order to make up for what was some deficiencies in pass protection. So, yeah, you might be in that place where you need to make sure that you're not making it a super commonplace thing that he has to make up for pressure.
And here's the most important part. Like all those things that we just talked about that I mentioned, like the Texans obviously recognize that, and they also have to recognize, like, we have – it's not even an option anymore. You know, we go into the season, we go into his rookie year last year saying you have to do everything you can possibly do to sort of, you know, help him become – a great quarterback, to help him once he comes, we come into this year, become a next level quarterback, a quarterback that can take you to a potential, you know, conference or Super Bowl championship down the road. If you don't make the changes now, you're going against everything that logic tells you should do, because that's a quarterback that can take you a lot of places, and right now he's all those things. He's frustrated, he's out of character, he's throwing the ball away, he's moving out of the pocket quicker than normal. So it's almost like when you see what C.J. Stroud is going through, if I'm Nick Sirianni or D'Amico Ryans, I'm like, it's not an option. We have to change something. We have to get that out of his head, because we've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it in the NFL. We've seen it in this city. When bad things happen continually, something gets in that quarterback's head, and it either gives them a hiccup or it affects them longer term.
Yeah, and that needs to be a point of pride for the offensive line, and that's one of the things that you honestly get to a point where you're questioning, like, is that a point of pride for you, making sure they keep your quarterback upright? Because if the way that it's happening, you need to show that. I think it was ND Kalu on Texans radio on Monday was talking about how you get to a certain point with a veteran offensive line where, you know, at some point somebody needs to step and be like, hey man, this is insufficient. This is not good enough. And he, you know, kind of detailed some of the, you know, an anecdote of like maybe an offensive line guy going to the practice squad guys that are going against them in practice and like putting up a level of a reward for any time they get a pressure in order to raise the level of play that they're seeing so that they can raise the level of play on the offensive line, things like that. And I think the real thing that's a little concerning is, does this Texans offensive line have that guy for whom, like, they will take it upon themselves to be the catalyst of change, to be the person that says this is not good enough? Because in theory, the dude getting paid a whole bunch and the dude who you think of as supposing to, you know, take on the role of captain of the offensive line is Laremy Tunsil. I don't know that we feel very good about him being the leader guy in that way. Who else do you put up there? There's some young guys in the middle of that line, Juice Scruggs, Kenyon Green, very young guys. I don't know that you can expect them to take on that mantle. Is it Shaq Mason? Shaq Mason feels like he has the experience and those things to maybe be that guy, but I don't know. Is that part of his demeanor? Is he that kind of guy? I'm not certain, right? I just wonder, do you have somebody that's willing on that line to set the tone for, hey, this is not sufficient to protect our guy back there?
No, you're absolutely right, and I think that's why it's very, very important from the 832. It's absolutely a thing. He's being put in bad situations. I just feel like, again, not to be overly dramatic, because somebody was talking about, hey, you're drumming up drama. All the mouth-breathing idiots in the city will be posting your drama on Reddit any day. No, I literally said, I'm not trying to be dramatic. Let's be real here. Are you not seeing what we're seeing, or what the Texans coaches are seeing? That was not the C.J. Stroud that we normally saw. That was not the same guy. And all I'm saying is, you got to nip that in the bud.
Yeah,
whether it's the line or whatever.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You mentioned you were talking about D'Amico and Casario. Mm-hmm. You didn't get to Bobby Slowick there, and I feel like
that's fair.
There are some things, it feels like schematically, that put you in a place where you allowed your rules were very evident, and there was an opportunity to get at them, and Jeff Hafley did that, right? It feels like some of the things, I know that Clint has talked about it, I know Seth has talked about it, is all these condensed formations. Tony Romo mentioned this on the broadcast. All these condensed formations are just giving the defenses opportunities to get exotic, or maybe just make it make it tough on the offensive line. But even like the simple games and schemes that are getting you on the front end, it just feels like they're taking so much advantage of what you're doing schematically, and it feels like there needs to be a shift in what you do in order to better protect your quarterback.
Look, when D'Amico says everything's on the table, I'm not excluding coaching adjustments, whether it's how they coach this play or that play with this back or that back, or assignments, or schematically, as you're talking about. No, when he says everything's on the table, everything's on the table.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're out here at Texas Star Grill Shop hanging out with the fine folks here. 59 and Shepherd is the location. Nico's out front. There's some food.
This time I really mean it. I'm going to get some.
I don't believe you. There's an opportunity to win some tickets. That you can believe. If you come in and fill out some information here, there'll be a pair of bullpen tickets to the game versus the Colts on Sunday. And also, 10% off. Extra 10% off any grill that is purchased during the course of this broadcast. So make it out quickly if that's something that you were considering doing, or just come out and say what's up to the fellas. That's always available for you as well. But coming up next, we get into what's popping, including a pair of important figures going to see the LeBron Bronny thing start up. Plus, how much is it going to cost to be at a World Series game? We'll talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more, and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.